Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shield, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we look at the first reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to you who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy, with all those everywhere who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours, grace to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just stop there for one moment. I want to share something with you. I have been for a while hearing from people in many different countries who listen to this program. And just as I was reading this portion of the first reading to you, it just struck me how this includes our brothers and sisters from India. This includes our brothers and sisters from Poland, from Hungary, from China, from Honduras, from Nicaragua, from Western Europe, all over the world, brothers and sisters, Antarctica, hearing from people in many different countries, Australia being another. Look at this. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to you who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy, with all those everywhere who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, right through this little program, people all over the world are united. And I just want to say to all of you, draw closer and closer to him. Let him speak to your heart. Each of us is called to be holy right in the circumstances in which we find ourselves, so that he might be seen, that he might be manifested through our personality, through our character. If we really seek to be holy with all those everywhere who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. May we in our hearts greet brothers and sisters all over the world today. Just go take a look at a map, because not everybody hears this program everywhere in the world, but in a lot of places they do. I want to see united, that we can clearly say we're called to be holy, and we want to pray for one another. We want to uphold one another. We want to bless one another. We could, for example, take our own prayer and extend it to a particular country and say, Lord, all those who are following you this day, may they be blessed. May we be built up. And you end up interceding for your brothers and sisters. There's all kinds of ways you can do it. But I really urge you, pray for yourself between you and God. But when it comes to a time of intercession, reach out. Reach out to those who are listening with the radio program or are listening to the very same thing you are. May we all respond to the grace, and may we support one another with prayer. Paul goes on to say, I give thanks to my God always on your account for the grace of God bestowed on you in Christ Jesus, that in him you were enriched in every way with all discourse and all knowledge, as the testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you firm to the end, irreproachable on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, and by him you were called to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. May all of us listening to this program, all of us in many parts of the world, may we be called more deeply to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, and may we pray for one another. Those last words aren't in the reading. Those are my words. Psalm 145, I will praise your name forever, Lord. Sometimes I like to think that when I'm going to sleep, other people are awaking and praise is going on 24/7 before the throne of God. And yet, what's most important is not the sound of the music, but what is most important is what is going on in each of our hearts. Am I genuinely worshiping, thanking, praising, petitioning? Am I doing it genuinely, or am I just saying words? If I'm doing it genuinely, we can unite ourselves with people all over the world before the face of God together. That one day when we get to heaven, we're going to be able to meet one another and know one another. You know that? Really? We're going to all know one another one of these days. So let's pray for one another now. Let's help one another to gain the kingdom of heaven. Psalm 145, O praise your name forever, Lord. Do that. Praise his name every day. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the evening, goes one of the old hymns. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the evening. Praise him. Thank him. Bless him. Even if most things went wrong today, there must be one little thing that went right. You had food or whatever. Thank him for that. And say, Lord, I give you the things that didn't work right today. May you help me to solve whatever the problems are. May you help me to lead me and guide me that even in that part of the process, I can bring praise to you because I sincerely seek your will. Even when I'm in turmoil, even when I'm at odds with somebody, I want your will. So help me, lead me, guide me. Even that is praise to God. And the gospel is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 42 to 51. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come." That's for all of us. "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." I'm reminded of a woman who wrote to me in great pain, and yet at the same time, this was some months after the accident, in great pain, and at the same time, there was a joy in her because of her son. Her son was 6, her little daughter was about 3, and she had each of their hands, and they were walking to a corner, and as they came to this corner, a very large tractor trailer was also making the turn, and he cut it too short, and the entire truck just began to cave over. And what was going to happen was the death of the little girl, because she was further out in front. And before, you know, those things happen in split seconds. And before the mother could move, the little boy took his sister and threw her behind him, pushed her away, and he was killed. Painful. Extraordinarily painful. And yet, what did that little guy, 6, 7 years of age, what did he do? He put his younger sister before himself. It's awful. But oh my goodness, if you could see it from heaven's side, if you could see the way that little boy will be welcomed, yes, that mother and father will bear tremendous pain, but in the end, they will see their son in glory. Are we living with an eternal perspective, or are we living just for today? What am I living for? "At an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." None of us knows. So how do we live our lives? We can't plan it. What are we going to do? What I want to do is draw closer and closer to him. so that I'm ready whenever he calls, whether it's for an act of sacrifice or whether it's for death, that I'm ready when he calls. That's the way we want to be. Some days I am, some days I'm not. I'm working on it too. But you too also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master has put in charge of his household to distribute to them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on his arrival finds doing so. Amen, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that wicked servant says to himself, my master is long delayed. You don't know whether that's true or not. Maybe there is a God, maybe there isn't. Maybe he'll come, maybe he won't. And so this particular wicked servant begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with drunkards. The servant's master will come on an unexpected day at an unknown hour, and he will punish him severely and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Listen to that again. If that wicked servant says to himself, my master is long delayed, and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with drunkards, the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish him severely and assign him a place with the hypocrites. He was supposedly serving his master, but he wasn't. So I will assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. How ready are we to meet God? Thank God every day. I urge you to do this. Thank God every day for the blessings that you see, for the blessings that come to you, no matter how much disguise. Thank him for every blessing that comes to you in a given day. May you really develop a spirit of gratitude, a gift of gratitude. We don't thank God to the degree that we should at all. At all. Take advantage of it. Some people say, as I open the door to go into my house, I thank him. As I'm going off to do this project, and I do it every day, that's when I thank him. People choose a particular time of the day when they know they can be alerted, when they have just a little bit of a gap in all their busyness. Take that time. Build that time into your day, not just at your own prayer time, but another time during the day, just to say thank you for what you've done. Thank you for who you are. May I become more and more your servant, your disciple. May God bless us all. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.